Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. As of tomorrow, the motu proprio of Pope Benedict XVI on the pre-Vatican II liturgy comes into effect. We spoke to Cardinal Castrillon Hoyos about the significance of the event.
Io direi che già Giovanni Paolo II voleva.
I would have to say that already Pope John Paul II wanted to give the faithful who loved the ancient rite, some of whom had gone over to the movement of Archbishop Lefebvre, the opportunity to have the rite that was nearer to their sensibilities. When Archbishop Lefebvre ordained bishops, many members of his movement left in order to maintain full unity with the Vicar of Christ. From the start, the Holy Father was involved in all of the issues of Lefebvre and therefore knows the situation well, the problems that were created to those faithful in the liturgical reform. Pope Benedict considers liturgy a priceless treasury. It is also important to underline, however, that the Council did not forbid the liturgy of St. Pius V, and it is necessary to say that the Fathers of the Council celebrated the Mass of St. Pius V.
La riforma liturgica.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.